let's look at some more ER verbs. To live somewhere is habiter, close to inhabit, isn't it? So how would you say, when I lived in Paris, I spent 2 weekends per month in the country? Let's break that up a bit. When I lived in Paris...
Quand j'habitais à Paris...
Yes, quand j'habitais à Paris... For weekend, the French use the English word. 2 is 2 and per month is par mois. So, I spent 2 weekends per month.
Je passais 2 weekends par mois.
Correct. Je passais 2 weekends par mois in the country. In the country is à la campagne. So, I spent 2 weekends per month in the country.
Je passais 2 weekends par mois à la campagne.
The whole sentence now. When I lived in Paris, I spent 2 weekends per month in the country.
Quand j'habitais à Paris, je passais 2 weekends par mois à la campagne.
Good. Quand j'habitais à Paris, je passais 2 weekends par mois à la campagne. I was living, j'habitais, a line in the past, and therefore you must use the wing tense as Michel Thomas taught you. Je passais, a dotted line in the past. You use the same tense of the verb for both. Before you continue with this segment of the vocabulary course, you may like to review the wing tense in your original Michel Thomas French courses. Let's try another one. When he was working late at night, he used to go home by taxi. As you know, to work is travailler. Late is tard, and at night in this context is in the evening, le soir. You don't need a word for in time phrases. So what about when he was working late at night, he used to go home by taxi? We'll start with when he was working late at night.
Quand il travaillait tard le soir.
Oui, quand il travaillait tard le soir. To go home is rentrer, and for by taxi, the French is en taxi. The same applies to all forms of transport, so in a car or by car is en voiture. By train is en train, spelt the same as in English. So, he used to go home by taxi or he went home by taxi.
Il rentrait en taxi.
Exactly. Quand il travaillait tard le soir, il rentrait en taxi. When he worked late, when he was working late, when he used to work late, these are all examples of lines in the past which are translated by the French wing tense. Il rentrait, he used to take a taxi every time. So, she used to go home by car would be...
Elle rentrait en voiture.
Yes, elle rentrait en voiture, again, the wing tense. And this is the tense that we use automatically for this dotted line in the past, with certain words such as often, sometimes, and others. Let's try this one. Stéphanie often contacted her colleagues in Marseille. Often in French is souvent, S-O-U-V-E-N-T. And in this sentence, you need to place it after the verb, as in Stéphanie contacted often. Colleague is very similar, un collègue or une collègue. C-O-L-L-E-G-R-A-V-G-U-E. So, Stéphanie often contacted her colleagues in Marseille.
Stéphanie contactait souvent ses collègues à Marseille.
Indeed, Stéphanie contactait souvent ses collègues à Marseille. Contacter, you've got the ball over the net. Now, how would you say she frequently contacted her parents? I'm sure you can now sense that frequent is an easy transformation, fréquent, and we've practiced words ending in ly. The English word parents comes from the French parents, the very same word. So, she frequently contacted her parents.
Elle contactait fréquemment ses parents.
Yes, elle contactait fréquemment ses parents. Good. Together is ensemble, as in a musical ensemble, where everybody plays together. So let's go for another verb which has a direct equivalent. What about when Stéphanie and her parents spent the holidays together, they always preferred to stay in a hotel? We'll break it down. When Stéphanie and her parents...
Quand Stéphanie et ses parents...
spent the holidays together, to spend time is passé...
passaient les vacances ensemble...
passaient les vacances ensemble. Good. They always preferred to stay in a hotel. Always is toujours, and it goes after the verb. You can work out to prefer as an easy equivalent. To stay is rester, and in a hotel is à l'hôtel. So, they always preferred to stay in a hotel?
Ils préféraient toujours rester à l'hôtel.
Exactly. Ils préféraient toujours rester à l'hôtel. And the whole sentence now? When Stéphanie and her parents spent the holidays together, they always preferred to stay in a hotel?
Quand Stéphanie et ses parents passaient les vacances ensemble, ils préféraient toujours rester à l'hôtel.
Voilà. Quand Stéphanie et ses parents passaient les vacances ensemble, ils préféraient toujours rester à l'hôtel. Préférer. A line in the past. They always preferred. Préférer is spelt P-R-E-acute, F-E-acute, R-A-I-E-N-T. Now, restaurant is the same in both languages. So, we preferred to dine in a restaurant would be...
Nous préférions dîner dans un restaurant.
Good. Nous préférions dîner dans un restaurant. Now let's practice using the wing tense of to be and to forget with this sentence. I was generally on time, but sometimes I was late and from time to time I totally forgot my appointments. To be on time is être à l'heure. And you can easily transform the word generally, which will go after the verb. So, I was generally on time.
J'étais généralement à l'heure.
Yes. J'étais généralement à l'heure. Good. Sometimes is quelquefois, and it means a few times. And if you want to say that someone is late, is arriving late, then you say en retard. So, but sometimes I was late.
Mais quelquefois j'étais en retard.
Bien. Mais quelquefois j'étais en retard. Altogether now, I was generally on time, but sometimes I was late.
J'étais généralement à l'heure, mais quelquefois j'étais en retard.
Très bien. J'étais généralement à l'heure, mais quelquefois j'étais en retard. Now let's look at the rest of the sentence for a bit more practice with some regular good guys. And from time to time, I totally forgot my appointments. From time to time is de temps en temps. Totally is another easy transformation, and it will go after forgot in French. To forget is oublier. Think of the English oblivion. And an appointment in French is un rendez-vous. Okay, so let's break it down. And from time to time.
Et de temps en temps.
Et de temps en temps, I totally forgot my appointments.
J'oubliais totalement mes rendez-vous.
Good. Et de temps en temps, j'oubliais totalement mes rendez-vous. Now bring it all together. I was generally on time, but sometimes I was late, and from time to time, I totally forgot my appointments.
J'étais généralement à l'heure, mais quelquefois j'étais en retard. Et de temps en temps, j'oubliais totalement mes rendez-vous.
Excellent. J'étais généralement à l'heure, mais quelquefois j'étais en retard. Et de temps en temps, j'oubliais totalement mes rendez-vous.